This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Arguably, the big global economic story of the day is that China didn't do something. Beijing has scrapped its longstanding practice of setting a target for economic growth for the year. GDP is what that's called. It's kind of an implicit acknowledgement that the short-term future is going to be rough for China and for everybody else as well. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, a lot of China watchers think the move is okay.
To many, this is a good news, bad news story for China. First, the bad. Beijing is not setting a GDP target, so it's less likely to push a big economic stimulus to juice global growth. Fact is, China doesn't need it, says attorney Lester Ross at the Beijing office of the law firm Wilmer Hale.
China's recovered in most respects from the pandemic, so there's less need for the kind of stimulus we saw back in 2008.
That's when China spent a whopping $600 billion to fight the Great Recession. Back then, Beijing had GDP targets, and local officials who met them got promoted. So many spent on projects with short-term gain, long-term pain. Dirty factories, companies that went under, bridges to nowhere. And that shortchanged other investments, says China scholar Susan Shirk at UC San Diego.
For years, the central government said they should build more schools. The goals are never met because the number one criteria for official promotion was the growth rate.
So now is a window for longer-term priorities, say innovation, or wealthier consumers who can buy Nikes and Teslas. Yasheng Huang studies China at MIT.
You subsidize consumers. No American company is going to complain to the Chinese government. Oh my God, you're subsidizing Chinese consumers, right?
It's a win-win for China and the world, if Beijing goes in that direction. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.